This episode is brought to you by IVP. If you've ever encountered grief, you know that it takes time and space to grieve well. In her book, Can You Just Sit With Me?, author Natasha Smith offers deeply personal reflections combined with relevant research and practical tools that point us to God, who always sits with us in our grief. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Can You Just Sit With Me for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com. This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by InterVar City Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwem. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Leviticus chapter 2, Grain Offering Regulations, Offering of Raw Flour. When a person presents a grain offering to the Lord, his offering must consist of choice wheat flour, and he must pour olive oil on it and put frankincense on it. Then he must bring it to the sons of Aaron, the priests, and the priests must scoop out from there a handful of its choice wheat flour and some of its olive oil in addition to all of its frankincense. And the priest must offer its memorial portion up in smoke on the altar. It is a gift of a soothing aroma to the Lord. The remainder of the grain offering belongs to Aaron and to his sons. It is most holy from the gifts of the Lord. Processed grain offerings. When you present an offering of grain baked in an oven, it must be made of choice wheat flour baked into unleavened loaves mixed with olive oil or unleavened wafers smeared with olive oil. If your offering is a grain offering made on the griddle, it must be choice wheat flour mixed with olive oil, unleavened. Crumble it in pieces and pour olive oil on it. It is a grain offering. If your offering is a grain offering made in a pan, it must be made of choice wheat flour deep fried in olive oil. You must bring the grain offering that must be made from these to the Lord. Present it to the priest, and he will bring it to the altar. Then the priest must take up from the grain offering its memorial portion and offer it up in smoke on the altar. It is a gift of a soothing aroma to the Lord. The remainder of the grain offering belongs to Aaron and to his sons. It is most holy from the gifts of the Lord. Additional grain offering regulations. No grain offering which you present to the Lord can be made with yeast. For you must not offer up in smoke any yeast or honey as a gift to the Lord. You can present them to the Lord as an offering of first fruit, but they must not go up to the altar for a soothing aroma. Moreover, you must season every one of your grain offerings with salt. You must not allow the salt of the covenant of your God to be missing from your grain offering. On every one of your grain offerings, you must present salt. If you present a grain offering of first ripe grain to the Lord, you must present your grain offering of first ripe grain as soft kernels roasted in fire, crushed bits of fresh grain. And you must put olive oil on it. and set frankincense on it. It is a grain offering. Then the priest must offer its memorial portion up in smoke, some of its crushed bits, some of its olive oil, in addition to all of its frankincense. It is a gift to the Lord. Leviticus chapter 5, verses 1 through 13. Additional sin offering regulations. When a person sins in that he hears a public curse against one who fails to testify, and he is a witness, he either saw or knew what had happened, and he does not make it known, then he will bear his punishment for iniquity. Or when there is a person who touches anything ceremonially unclean, whether the carcass of an unclean wild animal, or the carcass of an unclean domesticated animal, or the carcass of an unclean creeping thing, even if he did not realize it, he has become unclean and is guilty. Or when he touches human uncleanness, with regard to anything by which he can become unclean, even if he did not realize it, but he has later come to know it and is guilty. Or when a person swears an oath, speaking thoughtlessly with his lips, whether to do evil or to do good, with regard to anything which the individual might speak thoughtlessly in an oath, even if he did not realize it, but he has later come to know it and is guilty with regard to one of these oaths. When an individual becomes guilty with regard to one of these things, he must confess how he has sinned, and he must bring his penalty for guilt to the Lord for his sin that he has committed. A female from the flock, whether a female sheep or a female goat, for a sin offering. So the priest will make atonement on his behalf for his sin. If he cannot afford an animal from the flock, he must bring his penalty for guilt for his sin that he has committed, 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, to the Lord, one for a sin offering and one for a burnt offering. He must bring them to the priest and present first the one that is a sin offering. The priest must pinch its head at the nape of its neck, but must not sever the head from the body. Then he must sprinkle some of the blood of the sin offering on the wall of the altar, and the remainder of the blood must be squeezed out at the base of the altar. It is a sin offering. The second bird he must make a burnt offering, according to the standard regulation. So the priest will make atonement on behalf of this person for his sin, which he has committed, and he will be forgiven. If he cannot afford 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, he must bring as his offering for his sin, which he has committed, a tenth of an ephah of choice wheat flour for his sin offering. He must not place olive oil on it. He must not put frankincense on it, because it is a sin offering. He must bring it to the priest, and the priest must scoop out from it a handful as its memorial portion and offer it up in smoke on the altar on top of the other gifts of the Lord. It is a sin offering. So the priest will make atonement on his behalf for his sin, which he has committed, by doing one of these things, and he will be forgiven. The remainder of the offering will belong to the priest, like the grain offering. Numbers chapter 18. Responsibilities of the priests. The Lord said to Aaron, "You and your sons and your tribe with you must bear the iniquity of the sanctuary. And you and your sons with you must bear the iniquity of your priesthood. Bring with you your brothers, the tribe of Levi, the tribe of your father, so that they may join with you and minister to you while you and your sons with you are before the tent of the testimony. They must be responsible to care for you and to care for the entire tabernacle. However, they must not come near the furnishings of the sanctuary and the altar, or both they and you will die. They must join with you, and they will be responsible for the care of the tent of meeting, for all the service of the tent. But no unauthorized person may approach you. You will be responsible for the care of the sanctuary, and the care of the altar, so that there will be no more wrath on the Israelites. I myself have chosen your brothers, the Levites, from among the Israelites. They are given to you as a gift from the Lord, to perform the duties of the tent of meeting. But you and your sons with you are responsible for your priestly duties, for everything at the altar and within the curtain. And you must serve. I give you the priesthood as a gift for service. But the unauthorized person who approaches must be put to death. The portion of the priests. The Lord spoke to Aaron, "See, I have given you the responsibility for my raised offerings. I have given all the holy things of the Israelites to you as your priestly portion, and to your sons as a perpetual ordinance. Of all the most holy offerings reserved from the fire, this will be yours. Every offering of theirs, whether from every grain offering or from every purification offering or from every reparation offering, which they will bring to me, will be most holy for you and for your sons. You are to eat it as a most holy offering. Every male may eat it. It will be holy to you. And this is yours, the raise offering of their gift, along with all the wave offerings of the Israelites. I have given them to you and to your sons and daughters with you as a perpetual ordinance. Everyone who is ceremonially clean in your household may eat of it. All the best of the olive oil and all the best of the wine and of the wheat, the first fruits of these things that they give to the Lord, I have given to you. And whatever first ripe fruit in their land they bring to the Lord will be yours. Everyone who is ceremonially clean in your household may eat of it. Everything devoted in Israel will be yours. The firstborn of every womb which they present to the Lord, whether human or animal, will be yours. Nevertheless, the firstborn sons you must redeem, and the firstborn males of unclean animals you must redeem. And those that must be redeemed, you are to redeem when they are a month old, according to your estimation, for 5 shekels of silver, according to the sanctuary shekel, which is 20 gerahs. But you must not redeem the firstborn of a cow or a sheep or a goat. They are holy. You must splash their blood on the altar and burn their fat for an offering made by fire, for a pleasing aroma to the Lord. And their meat will be yours, just as the breast and the right hip of the raised offering is yours. All of the raised offerings of the holy things that the Israelites offer to the Lord, I have given to you and to your sons and daughters with you as a perpetual ordinance. It is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord for you and for your descendants with you. Duties of the Levites. The Lord spoke to Aaron, "You will have no inheritance in their land, nor will you have any portion of property among them. I am your portion and your inheritance among the Israelites. See, I have given the Levites all the tithes in Israel for an inheritance, for their service that they perform, the service of the tent of meeting. No longer may the Israelites approach the tent of meeting, or else they will bear their sin and die. But the Levites must perform the service of the tent of meeting, and they must bear their iniquity. It will be a perpetual ordinance throughout your generations that among the Israelites, the Levites have no inheritance. But I have given to the Levites for an inheritance the tithes of the Israelites that are offered to the Lord as a raised offering. That is why I said to them that among the Israelites, they are to have no inheritance." Instructions to the Levites. The Lord spoke to Moses, "You are to speak to the Levites, and you must tell them, when you receive from the Israelites the tithe that I have given you from them as your inheritance, then you are to offer up from it as a raised offering to the Lord a tenth of the tithe. And your raised offering will be credited to you as though it were grain from the threshing floor or as new wine from the winepress. Thus you are to offer up a raised offering to the Lord of all your tithes. that you receive from the Israelites, and you must give the Lord's raise offering from it to Aaron the priest. From all your gifts you must offer up every raise offering due the Lord, from all the best of it and the holiest part of it. Therefore, you will say to them, when you offer up the best of it, then it will be credited to the Levites as the product of the threshing floor and as the product of the winepress. And you may eat it in any place, you and your household, because it is your wages for your service in the tent of meeting. And you will bear no sin concerning it when you offer up the best of it. And you must not profane the holy things of the Israelites, or else you will die. Your word is true. New Testament reading, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13 through chapter 7, verse 14. Now when God made his promise to Abraham, since he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely I will bless you greatly and multiply your descendants abundantly. And so by persevering, Abraham inherited the promise. For people swear by something greater than themselves, and the oath serves as a confirmation to end all dispute. In the same way, God wanted to demonstrate more clearly to the heirs of the promise that his purpose was unchangeable, and so he intervened with an oath, so that we who have found refuge in him may find strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us through two unchangeable things, since it is impossible for God to lie. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, sure and steadfast, which reaches inside behind the curtain, where Jesus, our forerunner, entered on our behalf, since he became a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Chapter 7. The nature of Melchizedek's priesthood. Now this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, met Abraham as he was returning from defeating the kings and blessed him. To him also Abraham apportioned a tithe of everything. His name first means king of righteousness, then king of Salem, that is, king of peace. Without father, without mother, without genealogy, he has neither beginning of days nor end of life, but is like the Son of God, and he remains a priest for all time. But see how great he must be, if Abraham the patriarch gave him a tithe of his plunder. And those of the sons of Levi who receive the priestly office have authorization, according to the law, to collect a tithe from the people, that is, from their fellow countrymen, although they too are descendants of Abraham. But Melchizedek, who does not share their ancestry, collected a tithe from Abraham and blessed the one who possessed the promise. Now, without dispute, the inferior is blessed by the superior. And in one case, tithes are received by mortal men, while in the other by him who is affirmed to be alive. And it could be said that Levi himself, who receives tithes, paid a tithe through Abraham. For he was still in his ancestor Abraham's loins when Melchizedek met him, Jesus and the priest of Melchizedek. For if perfection had in fact been possible through the Levitical priesthood, for on that basis the people received the law, what further need would there have been for another priest to arise, said to be one in the order of Melchizedek, and not in Aaron's order? For when the priesthood changes, a change in the law must come as well. Yet the one these things are spoken about belongs to a different tribe, and no one from that tribe has ever officiated at the altar. For it is clear that our Lord is descended from Judah, yet Moses said nothing about priests in connection with that tribe. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Gracious and merciful God, we bless your holy and righteous and just name today. Again, we express gratitude to spend time in your word. We know that we are not alone as we listen. We listen in community with people near and far at the same time. And we thank you for the body of Christ. It is another tangible reminder that we are not alone. God, as we reflect on your word today, I personally am struck by the intricacy, the details of the offerings that are given throughout the Old Testament, the meticulous details that are identified. And God, sometimes I know that as we walk in this life, we wonder, why do things have to be this way? Why all of these details? Why this commandment? Why no to this or yes to that? And I'm reminded by your word that to love you is to obey you. And that because you are God and God alone, you set the conditions of your worship. And so God, we apologize right now for when we think that we can set the conditions of your worship. You are God and not us. And you deserve worship according to your will and according to your desires, O Lord. So grant us an understanding of how you long to be worshiped, for you are due worship and praise, O Lord. And we pray, O God, that we would not be returning to milk, but instead able to eat upon the solid food of the faith. We thank you for how gracious you are, and that through sanctification, you are indeed maturing us by the power of the Spirit. God, help us to remember the foundational elements of our faith. Keep us in the narrow way. Guide our steps. Change our minds. Search our hearts. Help us to understand your word and your will as much as you have revealed to us. And grant us by the power of the Spirit the desire and strength to obey it. Oh God, let us indeed worship you as you have called us to worship you. It is in your name that we pray. And oh God, we pray for opportunities today to pause and to worship you in the ways that you have called us to. Amen and amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something.